Part 3. Heavy Lifting. On Site. Back in the office, even Catherine was surprised by the rapid deterioration of any progress that had been made during the offsite. The few glimmers of hope that did surface, like Carlos and Martin having a joint customer satisfaction meeting with their staffs, were enough to get employees whispering about what was going on. But in Catherine's mind, there was no denying that the team was still guarded with one another and with her. Based on the hallway demeanor she observed, Catherine felt as though the team had completely forgotten about their 2 days in Napa. There was little interaction and almost no signs of willingness to engage with one another. The team seemed as though they were embarrassed by having exposed themselves and were pretending that it had never happened at all. But Catherine had been through this many times before. And as disappointed as she was that the group had not completely internalized the concepts from the offsite, she knew that this was a typical first response. She also knew that the only way to defuse it would be to dive right back in and get the group's blood flowing again. She had no idea that she was about to hit an artery. It happened just a few days after the offsite had ended, on the same day that Catherine's first official staff meeting would later take place. Nick had called a special meeting to discuss a possible acquisition. He invited anyone on the team who was interested to attend, but made it clear that he needed Catherine, Martin, JR, and Jeff to be there. Jan and Carlos also showed up. Before starting the meeting, Nick asked, "Where's JR?" "He's not in the office this morning," Catherine said. "Let's get started." Nick shrugged and then began passing around a stack of glossy brochures to his colleagues. "The company is called Green Banana." The group laughed. "I know. Where do they get these names?" "Anyway, they're a company in Boston that is either complementary to us or a potential competitor. It's tough to say. In any case, I think we should consider acquiring them. They're hurting for cash, and we've got more than we need at this point." Jeff, feeling more like a board member than anything else, asked the first question. "What will we get?" Nick, who had already decided that the deal made sense, answered quickly, "Customers, employees, technology." "How many customers?" Catherine wanted to know. Martin asked another question before Nick could answer the first one. "And is their technology good? I've never heard of them." Nick again had quick answers. "They're about half our size in terms of customers," he read his notes. "About 20, I think. And their technology is apparently good enough for those customers." Martin looked skeptical. Catherine frowned. "How many employees, and are they all in Boston?" "Yes, they have somewhere around 75 people, and all but 7 of them are in Beantown." During the Napa off-site meeting, Catherine had been careful to hold back her opinions in order to develop the skills of her team. But in the heat of real-world decision-making, restraint was not her best quality. "Hold on, this doesn't sound right to me, Nick. We would be increasing the size of the firm by 50% and adding a whole new set of products. I think we've got plenty of challenges to deal with as it is." As prepared as Nick was for dissent, he couldn't mask his impatience. "If we don't make bold moves like this, we're going to miss opportunities to distance ourselves from our competitors. We have to be visionaries here." Now Martin rolled his eyes. Catherine pushed on Nick. "First, I need to say that Mikey should have been at this meeting. I'd like to know what she thinks in terms of market positioning and strategy." "And I," Nick interrupted, "Mikey isn't going to add any value to this conversation. This has nothing to do with public relations or advertising. This is strategy." Catherine wanted to jump down Nick's throat for being so harsh to someone who wasn't in the room, and everyone could see that. But she decided it could wait for a few minutes. "I wasn't quite finished. I also believe that the issues we currently have around politics would only be exacerbated by an acquisition." Nick took a deep breath, the kind that says, "I can't believe I have to deal with people like this." Before he could say something he would regret, Jan jumped in. "And I understand that our cash position is better than any of our competitors and better than 90% of the technology companies in the Valley. But just because we have it doesn't mean that we should spend it, not unless it's a clear winner." Now Nick was about to regret his words. "With all due respect, Catherine, you might be a fine executive when it comes to leading meetings and improving teamwork, but you don't know squat about our business. I think you should defer to Jeff and me when it comes to things like this."